This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:43. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and here's an update on a story that we covered yesterday. So as a recap, Tan Sri Anwar Musa was sacked as Barisan National SecGen yesterday, and that was reportedly for being inclined to working with Bersatu, while BN Chairman and UMNO President Datuk Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi was reported to want UMNO to go its own way. So today, an update on what that own way apparently was.
Yes, yeah, so today, Anwar Musa has alleged that Ahmad Zahid Hamidi was conspiring with BKR President Anwar Ibrahim and DAP so as to form a new political alignment without the knowledge of UMNO MPs. So I think he also mentioned that now that he's no longer holding the post, he's a lot freer to speak his mind, so as it were.
Yes, so the allegation here is that the BN chairman had written a letter in support of Anwar Ibrahim to topple the Perikatan National Government on October 11. Officially, UMNO has denied the existence of such a letter. Actually, I would recommend if you're in the mood for some politics, to watch the video in which he talks about this, because there is a really like, look, here's what's happening. You know, I'm holding a piece of paper. This is the truth kind of vibe going on in it. I will also say that I think it kind of, this in some ways fills out certain gaps, right, when it comes to the political developments that we've been seeing over the last few months, namely Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim saying that I have the numbers. That's one. Another is the long-running rumours or discussions that there is going to be an UMNO-DAP collaboration. So this kind of matches up with those two updates that we've been talking about.
I have to say that video, I think, is going to be a memeable moment. I feel like we just have to wait until it happens. But yes, I think what's happening now is that we are seeing some of those divisions coming to light, and also we're starting to see who's aligning themselves where, because there's also some talk of UMNO not being very happy with the fact that Perikatan National is still holding on to the court cases that have been pushed forward towards Datuk Sri Najib Razak as well as Ahmad Zahidi himself. And so that's one of the bones of contention in terms of why that alliance doesn't seem to be working out as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, we say alliance, and the truth is that that's exactly what we're talking about, right? The various alliances, the shifting that we've been seeing, and the fact that a little while ago, if you had said UMNO-DAP collaboration in one sentence, people would have been stunned, you know? People would have reacted with shock and horror. But we've had months now to get used to the idea and to hear it repeatedly coming up. So such that when it's said, it's more like, oh, I see, so this is... Another puzzle piece, I suppose, that's fitting into place. But yeah, let us know what you think. We are talking today about updates surrounding Tan Sri Anwar Musa's sacking as Barisan National SecGen yesterday and his subsequent announcement. So you can call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us now is Shazwan Mustafa Kamal, Senior Associate with Political and Policy Risk Consultancy, Vrians & Partners. Shazwan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So let's start with Tan Sri Anwar Musa's claims that UMNO is working with DAP and Anwar Ibrahim to form the next government. How much weight would you put on that?
I was just pursuant to what you just mentioned. I think it comes as I think in 2021 it shouldn't be a surprise. At one point, the idea of Mahathir Mohamad working for DAP with DAP seems to be an incredulous claim. But as we've seen, stranger things have happened. I think for the past few months, there has been movements on this end. The recent Perak crisis has showcased, I think, both parties' willingness to sort of like put aside political differences, albeit temporarily, to sort of like, carve out an agreement of sorts. I mean, it was there. There were those talks. Both sides had admitted to it. So, I mean, moving on from that state level to even a national level, it shouldn't be that incredulous a claim. In Johor, you know, DAP is right now, at this moment in time, quite comfortable with the UMNO Menteri Besar. And, I mean, I think on their end, you know, these are bear in mind that these are political characters that have been there for decades, right? So at some point, you know, when they're not sparring with each other, they're probably having to tarik with each other. It's not too incredulous. I mean, I think the question is how far along are these discussions, and really whether it's gotten the buy-in from all of UMNO's divisions. I do feel that there is probably a distinction between, you know, UMNO grassroots allegedly rejecting Bersatu and UMNO grassroots welcoming, you know, any tie-up with DAP or, you know, the extension Anwar and other Pakatan parties.
Mm. So one other claim that Anwar Musa is making is that UMNO never had any interest in registering Muwafaqat Nasional, which is the partnership between them and PAS. Now, why is this an issue for both parties?
I think contextually his comments come at a, you know, at a very interesting point of time, because when UMNO was an opposition party and up to the Sheraton move this year, you know, I think various leaders like Deputy President Tok Mat has, repeatedly stated that, you know, Muwafaqat Nasional is here to stay and that this alliance with PAS is long term. But, you know, one could surmise that, you know, this perhaps is change in tone could be due to the fact that, you know, UMNO leadership is of second thoughts. You know, they've got other options at hand, and one of those options is working with PKR and Anwar. And contesting under a Barisan Nasional ticket will accord UMNO that sort of flexibility, because they can remain, you know, in a coalition or in a partnership with PAS, but they're not bound by the constraints of a former coalition. You have to bear in mind that, you know, just 3-4 years ago, PAS technically was still an enemy of UMNO. So it might be all hunky dory in KL, but if you go down to the grassroots in Kelantan and Terengganu, there is still some resentment and still some confusion about this relationship.
So what further consequences do you foresee in this fallout between Anwar Musa and UMNO? I guess really I'm asking, what cards are there left to play that we might anticipate?
I think there are quite a few cards left. But what's crucial is tonight's planned and Supreme Council meeting. I think really UMNO leadership should decide on a direction to take and to commit to in order to minimize political risk. If you have a clear decision, then it becomes clearer, right, where the cards fall. You either work with Bersatu under this current government or not. You know, and if you're not doing that, who are you working with? Are you working with PH or are you going it alone? And what about your alliance with PAS? I mean, all these questions have to be fleshed out. If UMNO does not like sort of put a lid into it, there is a possible risk of a further implosion, because I think since Anwar Musa's statement, you know, you got the UMNO leaders like Khairi and Hishamuddin coming out with statements, right? Sort of like advising against net elections and inadvertently alluding to, you know, to some criticisms of the current UMNO leadership. So, I mean, if this is not sorted out, then you can foresee a possible civil war within UMNO. And I think, and having said that, you know, it is a long time coming. I think it's a public secret, right, that UMNO is divided. And I think this current episode, what Anwar Musa is doing is just, pushing this out into the general public.
So speaking of UMNO and its leadership, the other player, so to speak, is of course Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi. How do you think he's performing as head of UMNO? Because as you just said, externally, it does seem like he's not quite able to hold this party together.
It's interesting. Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi's leadership, when he became UMNO president, it was, the drop of UMNO really losing GE14 and realizing that it no longer is or was the beast that it was before that, right? And really, some would argue that he hasn't performed exactly as well as he should have as a opposition leader of sorts. But UMNO is now in this weird position where they're technically in government, but they're kind of in opposition as well because of the split within UMNO. You know, some would argue Zahid's done a good job balancing the desire of UMNO to be in government, you know, given the circumstances. But there are others who also admonish him for playing both sides. I think what Zahid Hamidi needs right now to showcase is, again, direction. I think clear direction on UMNO's pathway, a decision would help silence critics, would help sort of like consolidate the forces within UMNO. And I think Zahid is keeping this close to his cards, but he has little choice but to make this known soon.
So the Supreme Council is set to meet tonight, and the expectation is that they'll discuss whether to stay or leave Perikatan. What path do you think they'll go down?
Hard one to answer. I think it would depend on you know, the consensus of the majority. But looking at it right now, I do foresee should snap elections be an option right now. Possible option that could be looked into is basically UMNO and Bersatu going back to the drawing table and sort of renegotiating the terms of the relationship. While at the same time, you know, UMNO remains in government with a huge caveat. You know, that is not forever. You know, conditional. I mean, there are a lot. The issue here at hand is that there are a lot of implied conditions and there are no explicit ones, right? So, I mean, there are allusions as to court cases and stuff like that. But ultimately, at the end of the day, UMNO is a party that is not quite used to not being in control and being in power. And Bersatu is a party that is trying to take over UMNO's role. It's why Bersatu was formed. So a clash is bound to happen unless there is a consensus. Before, during the Sheraton move, there was a common enemy, Pakatan, so to speak. But, you know, ever since then, things have changed. UMNO wants to be front and center. And really, it is the problem. That is what it is. And I think it's something that both parties will have to square off down the line.
Mm. Now, what's interesting is that past leader Datuk Sri Abdul Hadi Awang is reportedly trying to fix this partnership between UMNO and Bersatu. Now, how did PAS end up becoming the mediator in this situation?
I think PAS finds itself in a unique position because out of the three parties, it is the only party still talking to Eratu. They're mediators simply because they have that relationship with UMNO via Muafakat. And at the same time, they have that relationship with Bersatu. And they're the only ones really pushing for Perikatan Nasional. And the reason why they can do that really is PAS's, you know, dream or PAS's goal is to be that kingmaker. PAS president has stated this repeatedly for the past several years, that they are kingmakers. That they may not be in government, but their vote determines. It's crucial to determine who's in government. And they are at that sweet spot right now, because no matter what, any party between UMNO and Bersatu would be hard-pressed not to accept PAS as a partner. And that's simply why Hadi wants to fix the relationship, because obviously if he fixes the relationship between UMNO and Bersatu, you get UMNO, Bersatu, and PAS, and by extension, Perikatan stays. It becomes less complicated. If not, you bring in Anwar and possibly PKR and even DAP, and that becomes a whole other mess. So I think PAS wants to avoid the latter situation and maintain status quo.
So let's talk about some other parties who I think might perhaps describe themselves as a bit forgotten in this situation, and that's MCA and MIC, who have said they weren't consulted here. What does this say about their positioning within the coalition?
That's a good question. I think they have a right to perhaps feel slighted by the decision made and that they weren't consulted. But when you're talking about really strength in numbers and, you know, presence, parliamentary presence, and MCA and MIC have, for the past several years, been a dwindling force. They've relied heavily on really UMNO's strength to muster through, wins an election. And at this point of time, really, the main players are UMNO and PAS and Bersatu. So, I mean, Barisan Nasional is Barisan Nasional by virtue of the fact that UMNO is still somewhat of a force to be reckoned with. You know, MTA and MIC are the accompanying parties, but it's reflective of the power sharing model that's been eked out for decades, right? And I think in this matter, you know, the question is, what do you bring to the table? You want to say, I mean, MCA and MIC feel slighted, you know, they've got to be able to bring something to the table. And I think UMNO right now, I think it's of the view that they don't necessarily have that. Yeah.
So we just have about a minute left. But in closing, is an election likely to solve these internal conflicts in UMNO, or would they further put pressure on the party?
Sorry, you mean a general election?
Yeah.
I think a general election won't solve, I'm not sure about the UMNO conflict, but you have one now, it will not resolve the current political impasse because due to the fragmented nature of politics right now, a snap election may very well end up in a scenario where no party or coalition has the numbers and they'll have to actually go back to the drawing board to form a sort of ad hoc coalition to form the next government. So you might actually have a situation where same thing applies. UMNO has to talk to Bersatu, or UMNO has to talk to PKR. You're going to have to set aside some egos, and you know, I think the days of a clear Barisan Nasional versus Pakatan Harapan are over. We've entered a new realm of politics where, you know, alliances are formed just as easily as they are dissolved.
Shazwan, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
That was Shazwan Mustafa Kamal, Senior Associate at Vriends & Partners, talking to us about UMNO, basically, UMNO and Bersatu. If you would like to share your thoughts, send them in. In the meantime, we are headed to the 6 o'clock news. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.